Yeah. It's a solid B from SOC. Need to give you some words on the hot end. Straight from Sliven, Bulgaria.
I had a dream about a life in which no matter what the color, everyone will stand up and help out one another. People blinded from how doing someone else good will benefit your cause. A brilliant new world, everyone on one side, understanding of your life. Together, hand in hand, towards peace we strive. And I see the changes that Tupac once spoke about. Problem is the changes happening, but only on the ground. Now protesting is a minority versus majority, more so than 99% against the authority. It's time we change the way that we attack this issue. Raising hell and breaking things allows them to say that people are insane. But from now, I say let's use the cerebro. Let's rise in the fields, let's show them that we're equals. Be the change that you want everyone else to do. Be the change in the field that is torturing you. Police brutality is showing our inequality. Since before I was born, we've been numbering fatalities. Years ago was Rodney King, they made it public. And now, 29 years later, we're still struggling to accept this hasn't changed. But let me just ask, how many people decided to take upon the task to go to the academy and step by step gradually start to change the landscape of these damn animalities? I mean, getting the position that allows you to use power, but for good, like the captain played by Andre Brower. See the everyday person working everyday jobs, I believe personally will agree with this cause. And yes, we say that mostly it's an American issue, but I see it everywhere, it's just part of human tissue. Focusing on the way that we're different than the other, instead of accepting anyone can be your brother. I've seen it where I'm from, I'm seeing it where I am. Different countries but the same situations again. And I hope sincerely in my heart that people take part in the cause already started by people who are smart. Our main issues come from focusing on the wrong. We've been trying to separate each other for too long. Instead of judging people on beliefs and on color, I say judge on their griefs and how they treat each other. Once again I see the changes and it's happening slowly, but no longer I believe it troubles minorities only. Everyone in their right mind see what is the right thing. Now it's time we stop giving powers to the power fiends. By standing idle and wait for someone to make the difference, you're part of the issue for not getting the assurance. I've never voted and I always wondered if I did, will I be able to change the world for the kids? What if just like me a million people just believe their voice wouldn't matter, it won't change anything. And by standing in my home, comfy waiting for the next, he's been chosen by the people who I'm fighting against. See the racists and the biggest, they choose the one they want. While for us it doesn't matter, everyone will mess it up. And by laying on my back, steady waiting for change, I'm part of the reason that this world is so deranged. No one believed that people would vote for Donald Trump, so while we joked about it, he was chosen by the dumb. And now between the power and the people, there's a void, because apparently it's wrong from anyone to be annoyed when we see the military being deployed, because people want to say rest in peace to George Floyd. You have a voice, that's the main thing about democracy, and we need to make sure we stop this hypocrisy. And if you think you're far from it, it isn't your problem, you're adding to it. We as humans all need to resolve them. If politics and police isn't what you wanna do, change the only thing you can, start by the change in you. In your everyday life you can make the world peaceful, no matter if you're black, white, Asian or Hindu, either woman or man, pretty or not so much face. This is our planet, let's try to make it a better place. A better place. A better place. A better place.